lots 9 through 12. Standing in Shasta, facing the ruins, the buildings stretch along the south side of the street from west to east. The store farthest west, to your right, has been known by many names throughout the years. Originally known as the Crenshaw Building, it was later known as the W.S. Fitch Grocery, and even later as Dangerfield & Company. Built in 1854, it served for most of its life as a grocery store and sold local produce from the orchards of Ben Swayze and the vineyards of the Wheel Brothers. It stood 85 feet long, 23 feet wide, and 13 feet tall. Today, the front wall still stands, and you can see the entrances to the building, which are roughly 5.5 feet wide by 11 feet tall. Two iron shutters still hang in the doorway. Moving east, the next building, built in 1853, is known as Hullab and Isaacs. It was once a two-story building that served as a dry goods and clothing store. Today, the building is largely gone. Only the rear and western side walls remain. The height of the second story, 21 feet, can be seen by the standing rear wall. A single iron door hangs from the front corner of the western wall. M. Jacobson & Company stood next to Hullab and Isaacs. 50 feet long and 23 feet wide, it was shorter than its two-story neighbor, standing only 13 feet tall. Built in 1853, Jacobson & Company was the first brick building built in Shasta. A clothing store, it sold the basics and the latest trends. Today, the front and back walls still stand, as do portions of the side walls. Two iron doors still mark the entrance to the store. Moving east again, you come to the site of the former St. Charles Hotel. In its later years, it became the St. Charles Store and St. Charles Warehouse. Today, only the side walls remain. At 36 feet across, the building was wider than the others that lie to the west.
To hear the story of Shasta's development into a commercial center, please go to the file, Shasta's Golden Years.
To hear a description of the middle three buildings, please go to the file, lots 13 through 15.